On this Monday afternoon, the only game going on in the entire Western Hockey League, the matinee providing plenty of pulsating theater. And this afternoon, the Silvertips emerging with a 5-4 victory over the Kelowna Rockets, all because of, again, a handful of contributions. But once more, the Silvertip power play showing their teeth, scoring three times here on this Monday.
Yeah, a lot of action here. Probably got more money's worth here than you would at a little, you know, theater matinee, but it was an impressive showing for the Silvertips offense, showing that they can get contributions from a variety of sources. Certainly, you know, Dominic Zwerger played a big part today, but the other guys, the depth guys, Sutter with a power play goal, you know, Dewar again contributing up and down the lineup. The Silvertips put forth a good effort. More, you know, certainly allowed more goals than they would have liked, but a win nonetheless.
Mike Benton with you alongside Justin Morrison here for Silvertip Replay. It began on a frenzied note in the opening period. Six goals combined for the two teams, including a trio in a span of 2 minutes and 55 seconds. It began as well at the 2:55 mark. Kevin Davis, the lid lifter, when he scored his fourth goal of the season on a man advantage. Here's Kevin Davis, right side, and out of the net, he scores! Kevin Davis just snuck it through, a power play goal! 17:05 to go in the opening frame. Number four for KD38, it's 1-0 Silvertips! It would also be the start of a multi-point game. Kevin Davis now with 20 points last 16 games, and Riley Sutter had the assist at 2:55.
Yeah, and KD kind of scoring a little bit of a forwards goal as he just stormed the front of the net, lost control of the puck for a second, but I'm sure if you ask him, he'll tell him he was looking five-hole the whole time, slipped it in between Herringer's legs, and got Everett on the board.
But certainly a big part of this theater met plenty of answer here from the Rockets early, and Lucas Johansson got them on the board at 4:05 to make it a 1-1 game. Off to Sintasso, but the Rockets now take it away and sent back for Johansson, who fires and scores. Lucas Johansson from straight away with 15:55 remaining in the opening period. That seemed to kind of catch a lane right on through and kind of surprising Carter Hart. We are tied at one. The Washington Capitals draft pick, Lucas Johansson, his second on the season. Tomas Sustal and Reed Gardner, the assist coming at 4:05.
Yeah, I was impressed with Johansson tonight, his ability. He really had a knack for getting shots on net, and a very strong shot as well. Showed it off right there to tie the game.
And yet the Silvertips an answer again. Bryce Kindop emerging once more as a big piece of the cause here in this second half of the season. Restored the Silvertips lead at 5:50. Picked up by Bryce Kindop. Points in three consecutive games here for the Silvertip rookie. Kindop hustling far boards as Jolson put the hit on Merkley. A puck out to Kindop, who tees one up. He scores! A bullet right past Michael Herringer. Bryce Kindop with 14:10 to go in the opening period, number six, and points in four straight. It's 2-1 Silvertips. Devin Skoleski with the only assist coming at 5:50 after an impressive shift. The Silvertips having Kelowna in their own zone for quite a while.
Yeah, if Davis' goal looked like a forward going to the net, Kindop's goal looked like a D-man taking the spot of Noah Juulsen, who correctly pinched in, kept the play alive, worked the puck up the boards. Kindop was there in his place and just hammered that one into the back of the net.
Yeah, Kelowna answering again. Jack Cowell at 12:21 after a scramble in front. Eric Gardner and Cal Foote with the assist. All deadlocked once again at two. But again, this game taking yet another crazy turn by the end of the opening period. Connor Dewar getting into the mix. 18:21 the time of this goal to restore the Silvertips lead. Second chance. Just out of Dewar's reach, and he hustles one down and center of the back. Controlling now is Wyatt Wiley. Off for Dewar in the slot, a shot, he scores! Connor Dewar, the pit bull, with 1:38 to go in the opening frame. Snuck it right on through blocker's side of Michael Herringer. Dewar with number eight, it's 3-2 Silvertips. Wyatt Wiley with the only assist on the play, as they were able to sizzle one right through a maze of bodies and a screen in front of Herringer.
Yeah, I can't believe Herringer saw that one too well, and it was really set up quite well by Wyatt Wiley, who, a young player himself. We mentioned how young Dewar is and how much promise he has. Wyatt Wiley kind of towed that blue line expertly, didn't fire the shot into a body, and then found Dewar, and Dewar really quickly got that shot away, which I think surprised Herringer.
And with that, a 3-2 advantage. However, Kelowna answering yet again. 21.5 to go in the first. Calvin Turkoff completing a post-to-post feed for goal number 19 on the season. Reed Gardner, his second assist of the period, and Nick Merkley, a helper out as well. And the frenzied and blinding pace all ending in that first frame, a 3-3 tie between the Silver Tips and Kelowna, two top-end teams here in the WHL, and certainly flexing their muscle in the opening 20 minutes of play. What an exchange we witnessed. However, the Tips taken over from there. Two power play goals in the second period. Also one to claim Michael Herringer for the day. Dominic Zwerger had the honors at 9:27 to make it a 4-3 lead. Exchanging with Zwerger, down low for Sutter. From the corner, sent up by Zwerger. Center point, Davis hesitating. Left side, Zwerger. His shot, he scores! Dominic Zwerger, full blast with 10 minutes and 33 seconds left. Second period, number 19 for DZ96. It's 4-3 Silver Tips. Kevin Davis, a multi-point game off that assist. Matt Fontaine also getting into the act with an apple. And Herringer exiting stage right for backup Brody Sulman. Herringer giving up four goals on 11 shots.
Yeah, it was not his night. Certainly, I think the first goal of the night, probably a soft goal. But the other ones were pretty well executed by the Silver Tips. I don't think he saw that shot either very well because of the bodies in front. Zwerger took that pass from Davis, picked out his spot, and he blistered that shot just over the left shoulder of Herringer, who never knew the puck was in the net.
4-3 lead, Sulman to replace him, and things also taking a worse turn for the Kelowna Rockets and their terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. They would also lose Reed Gardner to a freak injury, colliding with his own teammate, Calvin Turkoff, at center ice. We would not see the return of Gardner at all, and the Silver Tips, after seeing Kelowna take another penalty late in the second period, took full advantage. 42.9 to go. This time, Riley Sutter into the mix to make it 5-3. Kept in now by Bykov, and from the corner, sends it back up by again. Davis for Zwerger, top left circle, steps in, a pass block, Zwerger recovering, turns with a puck, goes back door, in front now, here's Sutter, he scores! Matt Fontaine, the feed to a wide open Riley Sutter! Power play goal with 42.9 to go! Second period, Sutter picking up number 14. It's 5-3 Silver Tips.
Third power play goal in four opportunities. Fontaine and Zwerger picked up the assists.
I think that might have been an instance where the Kelowna Rockets were saved by the bell, much like a boxer staggering around at the end of a match or at the end of a bout. The Rockets kind of were just chasing the Silver Tips around, didn't show a lot of intensity on that penalty kill there. Sutter had so much time and space that close to the net. You never see that really at this level. And yet the Silver Tips had built a two-goal lead but couldn't quite put Kelowna away.
Because in that third period, the Tips earned two more power plays, unfortunately coming up empty. And the Rockets would take advantage, making it a game out of it again. 13:26, the time of Connor Brugenkate's third goal of the season off the rush. Rodney Southam and Carson Twarinski with the assist. And the Rockets right back into the mix down to the final minute of regulation. Carter Hart, maybe he'll tell you it was not his best game by the numbers, but yet Carter Hart once again showing why. He is reigning CHL Goaltender of the Year and again named WHL Goalie of the Week. Maybe saving his most impressive stretch of this game for the biggest stop coming in the final minute of regulation. captain, Sustal, centering Merkley, back for Sustal, save made by Carter Hart! Got that one right pad. A puck along now to Fontaine. He'll clear it back down. First here to the dot, Cal Foot. The call is icing with 18.5 to go in the third period. 11 saves on 12 shots for Carter Hart as Kelowna pulled goaltender Brody Sulman and leaving Tomas Sustal open left circle. Maybe not the best idea, but yet that's where goaltending can make a big difference. And Carter Hart, a timely save to keep the Silvertips on top.
Yeah, I'm going to credit that one, obviously, it was a great right pad save, but Hart anticipated that one so well. Merkley, when he picked his head up, Hart knew the puck was going right back to where he had come from, drifted over to his right, got that right pad out there, and kept the Rockets at bay.
Tips close things out, drawing one more penalty as Connor Dewar involved in a foot race for an empty net chase. And with that, the Tips closing out the Rockets after one more faceoff in the offensive zone. 5-4, your final. Tips the winners. Your happy totals again. The Tips improving now to 28-5-7-1. They have 64 points and 5 ahead now of Tri-City for first place in the U.S. Division. Kelowna seeing their 3-game win streak come to an end. Their record now 26-16-3 for 55 points on the year. Carter Hart picks up the victory, a 25-save effort, and now to an 18-3-5 mark on the campaign. The loss in net to Herringer, as we said, tagged for 4 goals on 11 shots. His record falls to 19-11-2 for the record. Backup Brody Sulman getting some playing time between the pipes. He picked up 14 saves on 15 shots. Tips man advantage going 3 of 7 officially on the power play, and Kelowna going 0 of 3. As much as we can talk about the Tips power play, their penalty kill has been lights out, allowing no goals now in 7 of the last 8 games, ascending now to the top of the entire WHL.
The special teams just continue to climb in kind of the WHL standings. Power play, 3 goals tonight. It's nice when they can lift you up. It's nice when you play a team that commits penalties and you can take advantage. I think both units for the Silvertips pose some serious threats, both power play units that they have out there. And great to have that second unit go out and do some damage as well. It was a great night for the Silvertips to bounce back and get a win. Certainly a hard-earned victory tonight.
By the numbers here, Carter Hart with his 71st career victory. That now ties Kent Simpson, third place on the Silvertips' all-time career wins list. Austin Lotz not hanging too far ahead. He is second place, one ahead of both Hart and Simpson. Silvertips are now up to a 5-0-2 run in the last 7 games over Kelowna, and now the all-time series at 22-22-1-6-4. Your final score, Silvertips 5, Kelowna 4, on this Monday matinee before 3,712 at Xfinity Arena. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silvertips Replay.